Accession number 20384, Reel 5.
Accession number 448, Mr. Kenneth Chia Jai Nan, Reel 5. Mr. Chia, were you working during the Japanese occupation period?
Yes, I am.
What were you working as?
As a club I worked for.
How did you get your job as the clerk of works?
Well, I was recommended by a friend.
Who was your which company employ you?
Do you mean the before the Japanese or?
During the Japanese occupation.
Oh, during the Japanese occupation. During the Japanese occupation, I was working for the Kempeitai.
How did you get this job with the Kempeitai?
Through recommendation, through a friend.
How did the whole thing go about?
My friend is working inside there also. He's also working as a clerk of works. So when he met me, he said that, do you want a job? So I told him, yes, I want. So I asked him what type of job. He said, clerk of works. with the Kempeitai. So at first I wasn't happy to hear the word Kempeitai, because I know that it is not a good place to work. So he persuaded me, say, since you're working there, it's alright, there should be no problem with you, and they could give you passes and you could travel, move around freely, and nobody can disturb you or touch you, whatever it is. So I told him, I'll give you an answer in a few days' time. So after a careful thought, then I met him again. Then I told him that, okay, I accept the job. So he brought me to see the officer. Then I was interviewed. After interview, then I was offered the job.
Mr. Chia, do you remember when did you go to see the officer with your friend?
Well, that is after 6 months. After 6 months, when the Japanese came invaded Singapore. That is sometime in August, 42.
Where did you go to see him?
At the YMCA.
At Orchard Road?
Orchard Road.
When your friend brought you there, do you remember who did you see? Who was the officer that interviewed you?
He's a Japanese officer. He's a lieutenant, but I don't know his name.
Your impressions of him?
Well, he seemed to be nice. He interviewed me in a nice way, and he speaks English.
Was he alone when he was interviewing you?
Well, there were another two or three officers next to him. They may be engineers or architects, that I don't know.
Both also officers?
Yes, they are all officers.
Do you remember which part of the building that you went to see him?
Well, it's on the first floor of YMCA. It's on the first floor of YMCA.
Could you tell us the whole interview process?
Well, I was not interviewed very much by him because I'm recommended through a friend. And so this friend knows this officer very well. So he only asked me a few questions, saying that, would you like to work with us? And do you have got experience in this job? So my friend butted in and said, yes, he has been working for about three years. So he knows his job. So then he told me, will you be happy and are you prepared to work for us? I say, well, of course, if I'm given a fair and square job, of course I will work I will work for for the management. So then, say after that, he asked me, okay, we accept you, and you can come and work with us. So, and I asked him, when can I start work? He said, you can start work tomorrow. And then you come and report back to me. So I started work the next day, so I reported back to him. Then when I reported back to him, the first place he brought me was Oxley Road, the present Cockpit Hotel. That is another headquarters, Kempita headquarters. So I was brought in and shown around the building. And after showing around the main building, he brought me to an outhouse, which is at the back of the main building. And that is a garage. So he said, I want you to do something on this garage. And the contractor will be coming in to start the work in another 2 days' time. So when the contractor came, they started work. The first thing, I think from the floor to the ceiling, it's about, the garage is about 8 feet high only, from the ceiling to the floor. Then I saw the contractor bring materials in, timber, planks, and all the necessary things required to alter the garage. So in the process of, when the contractor started work, in the process of the work, I asked the contractor, what is this garage going to be done? He said, I was instructed that to do this garage, to raise up the floor another 1 foot. Then from the ceiling, to bring it down another 1 foot 6. So to shorten the height, and to shorten the height of the garage. And he said, this is a torture chamber. So when the contractor keep on working on the project, then I was there supervising, giving instruction what to do. Then my officer came. He said he wanted this to be done this way, this to be done that way. So I took his instruction. Then, then when the contractor's work is completed, then the electrical contractor came in. They put 4 spotlights. Two on each end. So the contractor came in to do the spotlight, and the spotlight was being fixed up and everything. Then for another 2 days, I mean, it was subdivided into cells. I think it's subdivided into 1, 2, 3, 5 cells. And of course, there is a small opening. Just enough for a man to go in. Then after everything has been completed, 3 days later, I found that some of those people were brought in for torturing. To some of them having British currency, some of them were caught by the Japanese at random on suspicion. Then after charging them, they throw them into the cell. Then when they were in the cell, not very long, another officer came to the cell and bring the person out. Then they give him water torture, cigarette butts torture. Then the finger torturing, that means they put something in between, then they tighten up. And for worst cases, they are tortured. They are tortured more severely, just like pulling out the nails, you know. Oh, it's a very gruesome scene. Then in the main building, when they question a person, if the person doesn't tell the truth, they jujitsu on the person. They just catch hold of and just throw the person. And sometimes a person is being tortured until the life is almost worthless. Then if they find that this person is of no use anymore, they bring him away and throw kill them somewhere else. So these things has been going on, you see. It has been going on in that building for nearly 1 month when I was there. Then I was transferred to Fort Canning to do some renovation work for the offices and everything.
When you were offered the job, did the officer make you sign any paper or give you any letter of appointment?
No. It's verbal. It's verbal.
Did he tell you about the nature of work or give you instructions as to how much you repeat on the same day?
I was paid daily at $15 per day. $15 per day.
Did he tell it to you on the day, on the very first
day
of the interview?
Yes, and I get rations also.
So, when you reported to work the next day, were you told what was the exact nature of your work?
Well, he did not tell me the exact nature of the work. He brought me to Oxley Road. Then he said, he brought me to Oxley Road and showed me around the building, including the outhouse and the garage. So he said, we're going to convert this garage, he said. We're going to alter this garage. So I didn't know what is he going to do with the garage until the contractor came in to do the alteration. Then I asked the contractor. Then the contractor told me that it would be a torture chamber. And all those prisoners are fed in a very bad way, you know. They give them rice pressed up into ball form, you know, and just give it to them like that. Then one kerosene tin of tea, you know. And they just give them tea like that. I mean, they are treated just like animals. In other words, they are only given plain rice, you know.
When the officer brought you to the Oxley Road building, what kind of building was that?
It is a very big compound house, a very big building. It's a very big building.
Residential.
Residential, that's right. It belongs to a wealthy Jewish family. Wealthy Jewish family. I think the Reuben family or the Meyer family. It's a two-story building, a very big building. I think they have got, if I'm not mistaken, that building has got, including upstairs, downstairs and ours, I think about 10 rooms. 10 to 12 rooms. It's a very big building. The present cockpit, isn't it? The present cockpit.
The building was occupying the location of
the present cockpit. Yeah.
Besides the main building, there was the outhouse.
Outhouse, exactly.
And
the garage and the servant quarters.
Did you know how the whole building was made use of?
Torture chamber. Torturing people.
The entire building?
The entire building is for torturing.
So it was occupied totally by the Kempeitais?
By the Kempeitais only. By the Kempeitais.
Did you know whether there was a group in charge of that building?
Oh, yes. Yes, this Japanese Kempeitais.
Do you know which group was that?
I don't know the group.
Did these Kempeitais members stay in the building?
Yes. Every 24 hours, you find people being tortured.
I mean, did the officers or the soldiers stay in the building as well?
Yes.
Or did they change?
Yes, they stay in the building. They stay in the building.
How many of them were in this building at Oxley Road?
There were at that time there were about 4 officers. Three sergeants and about a dozen soldiers.
What were the ranks of the officers?
They have got a lieutenant, captain, and major. Red flag, blue flag, yellow flag.
Three officers.
Three officers.
Three officers, three sergeants.
three sergeants and a dozen of soldiers. They all can be Thai people.
Do you remember how was their uniform like?
Well, they are on plain clothes.
Did they not wear uniform?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
What about the soldiers?
The soldiers, sometimes they wear uniform, sometimes they are on plain clothes. Because they are special division people, Khmer Thai.
How would their uniforms look like when they put it on?
Just an ordinary soldier. Same.
Which part of the building did they stay in?
Upper floor, first floor.
Have you been inside the big building?
Yes, yes, I'm brought around. I'm brought around.
Could you describe how it was like?
Well, the building downstairs, they have got a very big hall. I think they have got a they have got around four rooms. You see, they have got around four rooms. When they get any suspect, they bring him to the officer in a room. Then from there, interrogation. After interrogation, then if they are not satisfied with the answers, they bring them out to the hall and torture them, because it's a big hall. They can jujitsu them, they can judo them, they can throw them all about.
So the hall in the main building was used for
torturing purposes.
And the people used, the officers used the ground floor for interrogation.
That's right.
Every one of the Japanese can be there, stay in the second.
That's right.
The first floor.
The first floor.
Was the place guarded?
Yes, there's only one way that you can get out. That is from the main entrance. They are very well guarded.
How many guards will be on duty?
Well, they go in shifts. One. In shifts.
Was this the headquarters or was it a branch of the Khmer Thai?
It's a branch of YMCA. It's a branch of YMCA.
What is it called? I mean, which branch was it?
Well, they call it Oxley Road, that's all. They call it Oxley Road.
What about the outhouse? What was it used for?
They after torturing those people, they just threw them in the cell.
The outhouse and the garage were converted
into cells.
Were there local people working inside there beside yourself?
Yes, there are.
Who were these people?
Well, some of them are Chinese, some of them Indian, some of them Malays.
What were they working as?
To get information, to mingle around with the public.
For the Khmer Thai?
For the Khmer Thai, that's right.
Were they staying in the building?
No, they are not staying in the building. And they have got these people working in shifts also, in and out of the building.
Were there local people working in the building to serve the Khmer Thai and look after their cook for them? And
Yes, they have got.
How many of them?
Six of them.
What were they doing? What were their duties?
To cook for these people to eat, for the Khmer Thais to eat. Then to tidy up their rooms, cleaning, washing.
Where would they stay?
They stay in the outhouse. They stay in the house.
Were all these meals?
All meals. Yeah, more or less They are more or less previously working for the army officers.
Were they
Chinese?
All of them Chinese.
Chinese people.
Were their family members staying with them
no,
as well?
No.
So when you went there to work as the clerk of
works,
what were your duties?
Well, I was not given specific duties, you know. I was not given specific duties.
But what were you supposed to do?
Well, anyway, they give me my duties as a clerk of works. It's connected to the duties was given to me. Sometimes some house needs repair, some house needs renovation. They just ask me to go.
Just to supervise?
Yeah, supervised. The contractor will come and do the work.
When the officer who interviewed you brought you to Oxley Road, Kempeitai, did he introduce you to the other Japanese officers and soldiers?
Yes, yes.
What were your impressions of all of them?
Well, when I was introduced to them, they were very nice to me. They were very nice to me.
Did they say anything to you?
No, they don't. They didn't say anything to me.
When you were sent on that first job, who were you supposed to report to?
The officer who interviewed me. He is supposed to be my boss.
Was this officer in uniform all the time?
Off and on. Off and on.
Can you remember his uniform as an officer?
Well, the officer normally have got a different type of uniform, a very fine, fine, silky green color, no? Shining type. And they put on just like a coat, having a split open at the back. And of course, the trousers with the boots on.
What about their rings?
Pardon?
Their ranks.
Actually their ranks, they go by the stars or whatever it is, I don't know. Their rank, they go according to the stars. I think he's on one star, I think.
What about their cap?
Well, ordinary cap. Made of canvas, cloth.
Anything on
yes, that? Star.
One star.
One star that indicates whether he's a lieutenant or he's a captain or he's a major.
So different people would get different ranks would have.
There are different stars on.
Would the stars be different or would there be more numbers?
According to the ranks, there are so many stars.
So in the morning, would you go to YMCA headquarters to report to him first? Or would you go straight to Oxley Road?
When the work is in progress, I report straight back to Oxley Road. Then my boss will come later.
When you went to Oxley Road, did you have to report to any of the Japanese there?
No. I straight go to the site.
The job that you were supervising was the only one that was being done at the garage?
That's right.
How big was the garage?
That garage can keep four cars. Four cars. That is around 24 feet, I think. One car is about 24 feet. 24 feet by 10 feet. Around there.
Was it an enclosed one?
Well, of course, the three walls are enclosed, then with the doors. Eh? One point. And all those doors, they break off.
how many, you mentioned that they were divided into cells.
About
so how
five
many
cells.
Cells?
Five.
Could you describe to us the completed cell? How did it look like?
Well, when the cell is completed, and with both lights on either end, there's four lights, spotlights, you know. When they turn it on, it's very hot. It's better, and there's no air coming in, you know. It's more or less a suffocated place, you know. And at the side, at one end of the cell, they have got a small door only, you know, for a person to go in there. So, and there's no ventilation. No? And only one or two or three holes here and there only. Very small ventilation. And it's very stuffy, you know. Once a person goes in there, it's terrible, sweat.
What was the size of one cell?
The size of a cell is around 3 feet 6, I think. 3 feet 6.
What material did they use to raise the floor and lower the ceiling?
Oh, they use planks. Planks.
What about, you mentioned that they took away the doors.
They break it up. Break what?
They use brick?
Yeah, they break it up.
So each, how was each cell separated from the other?
A timber partition. Timber partition.
Where would the entrance to the each cell be?
In the middle. In the middle. In the middle of the cell.
They used the three sides of the garage. They took away the doors.
That's right. And I mean, there's only one entrance to go in the cell. That is at one end of the building. There's only one entrance.